Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Previously we were discussing the reasons for why children have disobedient behavior within them and why children disrespect their parents and to a certain extent they become delinquents. Among the reasons we discussed the last time for disobedient behavior was that where there are quarrelsome parents in a home, that the parents are always quarreling, there's always fights in the home, etc., then a child will want to leave that home and look for a place where there is harmony, there's sukoon, there's peace, because the parents are always fighting and there's quarrels in the home. The second point for a child displaying disobedient behavior is divorce in a home. The mother is working, the father has no time for the children. There's a broken home, so the child will look for love elsewhere. The third reason also for disobedient behavior is idle time. That the child has no constructive hobbies, he doesn't know what to do with his time, etc. So he will look for avenues how to spend his time. The fifth reason for disobedient behavior in children, or the fourth reason, is unsupervised children and indecent friends. Where the parent has no time to overlook his children. And today commonly we find the parent is buying love. Instead of giving love, he's buying love. Whatever the child wants, we find commonly on a Sunday morning, a parent will say, I take my children every weekend, we go shopping, we go to the mall. Whatever he wants, I give it to him. And I expect in return that he must perform. He must listen to me. He must do well in school, well in madrasa. And a parent to me himself is nearly every weekend I spend on my children 3,000-4,000 rand on eating out, whatever he needs, updating his phone, updating his games, etc. 3,000 to 4,000, whatever shoes he wants also, I give it to him. In exchange that now he must perform well, he mustn't get in my way. He mustn't get in my way, things must go smoothly in the home. So unsupervised children, whatever they want, they're getting. So this is now buying love for the, they're trying to purchase love. Love is something that comes from the heart. Money cannot buy it. So this is now, the father has his own tartib in life, has his own pattern, own system, his own hobbies in life. One child was telling me, he says, one of my father on Monday night is maybe a club night, and Wednesday night is squash, and Saturday night is soccer. So I can't fit in his schedule anyway. My father is very busy. Whatever I need, he gives it to me. But I don't have my father. But I have to look for somebody else who I can talk to, look for friends. And this is where now with these unsupervised children, then the friends will fill that gap up. And when his friends are indecent friends, they expose the children to things now that they're not supposed to be exposed to, then we have the parent and the child at loggerheads. What happened to you? I've given you everything in life, but you haven't given your heart. The child now has turned his attention to his friends. And when it comes to friends, Sharia lays a lot of emphasis on the company a child keeps, what kind of friends. To the extent that Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, Al-mar'u ala adini khalili. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. That a person, a man, is upon the deen of his friend. What deen, what religion, what hobbies, what pastime the friend will follow, that person will follow the same. So Nabi of Allah says, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ. That look carefully, that who are the friends of your children. To the extent we find in 19th Sibara, the first page, that a person accepted iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he met up with his friends asked him, what happened? He said, I became a Muslim. I now believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, you cannot do this. He says, give a da'wat. And after the da'wat, I want you to denounce Islam to the extent that you must spit on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are no more friends. And this person, because of peer pressure, because of indecent friends, exactly he did the same. That when he came in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his friends giving him daggers and eyes, that you must show who you are. And he spat in the face of Rasulullah ﷺ and he rejected Islam. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif that when he says that only I took Nabi of Allah as my friend and not the friends I had. So just indecent friends will take a child from where to where. So here ulama explained that the child's body, his clothing, etc. will be your responsibility. Take care of his welfare, of his good health, take care of his expenses, take care of his airtime, take care of all his luxuries, etc. His body will be yours, but his heart will belong to his friends. And we find in our homes also, that my friend has free access to my bedroom, but my own sisters and brothers cannot come inside. We got no entry sign. My friends can come into the house, into my room. They have free access to all my gadgets and technology, but my younger brother, my parents have to lock the door before they come in. This is because unsupervised children, we've given them over to other people, but they are taking the cue from there. Ya Allah, Ta'ala, give us understanding, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah.